Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got a new friend. Jenna Goudreau is on the show. Jenna is with Forbes. She's a reporter for Forbes Woman, which is pretty intuitive, right? And she's here to talk to us about a very important topic, something that especially ladies, I think you're going to want to hear what Jenna has to say. And guys, you need to hang around too, because it's always good for us to know what the women are up to. Jenna Goudreau, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here, Jenna. You've got the list of Forbes Woman, the Forbes Woman series on the 100 websites for the top 100 websites for women. Of course, they're also included in this are blogs as well, right?
That's right. So it's Websites, blogs, resources for women online.
So why did you think you needed to help women find websites? I mean, that's like helping a woman find somewhere to shop. Seriously, why did you need to help women? I mean, women find these things.
I think the idea going into this project is that the wealth of information on the web is really meaningless if you don't know where to find the quality site.
Right.
Really, the emphasis here was on quality, because you have a flood of information coming at you online, and we really wanted to provide a guidebook to women to the web.
All right. Okay, that makes sense. So is there a comparable, are you planning on doing a comparable top 100 websites for men? Is there anything out there like that you know of?
You know, that's a great idea, and it's something that we could think about.
I have these all the time, Jenna, so just hang out with me and you'll get some more of these. Go ahead.
I'll get some great ideas. Okay.
Go ahead. Well, I'm feeling just a little bit discriminated against because I don't have my own list.
Okay. Well, here, I'll tell you, I actually hear this a lot because on Forbes Woman, we do focus on working women. Largely our audience is professional women. So oftentimes, that's where the focus goes, and maybe if our audience calls for a comparable list for men, then maybe we'll have to put one together.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these things. Now, you've got the obvious ones. You've got one of the things I noticed is that this site is not just for working women, not just for small business owners. It's a pretty diverse set of selection of options here. That include things that are not necessarily for working women, right? There are mommy sites, there are food sites, etc.
I think working women would find all of these websites to be helpful,
right?
Although it is a bit broader. I'll tell you how we decided on these websites, and maybe that'll help you understand. We went to Forbes Woman's communities on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that's thousands of women, and largely they are working. And we asked what their favorite women's websites were. And then we added in our own. So the Forbes Woman staff added in their favorite websites. And we literally had hundreds.
Wow.
And we poured through them. And we had several criteria. We wanted the sites to be really active. That meant frequent updates, lots of comments.
Right.
We also considered the designs of the site. We wanted them to be attractive and easy to use. And the number one criteria was that they be useful to women. And women are juggling so many responsibilities these days. I mean, that really, that could be very diverse. But as long as there was some resource factor for women, whether it was, connecting with other women, whether it was a career resource, that was key to this list.
One of the sites that I see here that I like is Home-Based Working Moms. Now, that's a good small business site.
Yes, and that is an online community and association for working moms. And
yep.
So what's really great for that is if you're working from home and maybe you're feeling kind of isolated and want to connect with other moms who are doing the same thing, you can log on to this site and connect with other women.
Well, exactly, and I'll tell you, there's an awful lot of that going on right now. If you've been laid off, and you can no longer afford you can start a business. If you want to start a business, that's fine. But if you still got kids, as you said earlier, you've got a lot of responsibilities at home. If you still got kids and other things going on at home, you can't afford to have an office somewhere. And so working from home, starting a business from home makes a lot of sense. And there are probably millions of women and men really doing this right now. And so that's a good sign. Another one I saw is Ladies Who Launch. Talk to us about that one. That's a women's entrepreneur site.
That's right. And, you know, that wasn't one of my picks, so I might not be as versed on this one as I'd like. but it is, it's a site, it's very active, it's for female entrepreneurs. I think it provides some great resources for starting and also building your business, which
right.
I know is really helpful for women business owners, because if you look out at resources on the web, you'll notice there's a lot of help for starting a business,
mm-hmm.
a lot of advice and tips. And you know, maybe some resources for funding, but a lot of women kind of hit a wall with their revenues, and so they really need help with building their business, with getting their revenues over that kind of wall. And I think that's a great resource for women to check out.
Okay, so now I'm gonna take a break from the business side, which is, you know, I obviously you can imagine, Jenna, that my attention would gravitate toward those sites, but that's just two of 100. So I'm gonna give you a chance. What is your favorite site of all these?
My personal favorite site of all of these is.
You know, this is gonna give us a peek into your life here, Jenna. So be careful.
Into my life. Well, maybe I should preface this by saying my absolute favorite site is Forbes Woman.
Well, exactly. Well, of course.
For.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
But beyond that, I probably check into Jezebel about once or twice a day. This is a blog owned by Gawker Media, and I really would call it a must-visit blog.
It's Jezebel.
Jezebel, that's right. It's a feminist perspective on women in the news, women in media.
Now, when you say feminist perspective, what does that mean in 2010?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'd actually love to write a column about that very topic.
Well, we expect to receive that column and to post on our website when you're through with it.
Okay, great. Because yes, it is a good issue.
Because if you've got a little gray hair like I do, you remember when feminist was almost. It had a different connotation, I think, than today. So I'm going to let you answer that question when we come back after these messages. Jenna Goodrow is with us. She's with Forbes Woman. And she and I will be right back after these messages. And when we come back, Jenna's going to tell us what feminism means in 2010. 20 after. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there for you. And ladies, if you've been listening to my show, you know we have a lot of information there for you on smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of programming. At least half of our Brain Trust members are women, and lots and lots of stuff there at Small Business Advocate. Don't forget to take the poll question. Answer our poll question there on the homepage. This week it's about vacations. What's your attitude about vacation right now? So check that out. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, the knowledge base, all the other things. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be not new friend. She'll be with us again. Jenna Goodrow is a reporter with Forbes Woman, and we're talking about the top 100 websites for women that Forbes Woman has put together. And Jenna, when we went to the break, and by the way, that's give us the website, Jenna, before we go any further.
The website is ForbesWoman.com.
ForbesWoman.com. Now, that's just, there's not a magazine associated. It's all online?
It's all online, okay. And it's actually a department of Forbes.com. So you
right.
can go straight to ForbesWoman.com or find us on the Forbes.com.
And, of course, as you know, people can find my program and all of our programming and the things that we do here on our show at Forbes.com as well. So they can find both of us there, Jenna. When we went to the break, I asked you, What do you think about feminism in 2010? What's the definition, so to speak, or however you'd like to answer that question? Because you said one of your sites, one of your favorite sites, was a kind of a feminist look at things.
Sure. Well, it's a contentious topic, and I don't know if I have a broad sweeping definition, but I'll give you my personal definition.
Okay.
One that I learned straight off the bat in college and that I've kept with me. And really, I've always considered feminism to be equality between the sexes.
Yeah.
So equal opportunities for men and women. And that's just my base definition. That's how I think of feminism. Although I will say it has a very specific connotation to different people.
Well, some people, so if you've been around, as I said earlier, if you've been around as long as I have, you have memories of feminism being sort of militant.
Yes. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of people think of
feminism. Is that still a valid attitude about it, though, in 2010?
I would say that it's not.
Okay.
But I think it's a word that takes on a personal definition for many people.
Right.
I consider it to be, just as I said it, equal opportunities between the sexes and examination of gender. I don't think that it says any. I don't think it's against men and for women. I think it's really it's about people having equal opportunities, and
right.
That's the way.
I agree with that, and as a husband and the father of a daughter, you know, how could I feel differently? But notice I said earlier, though, I didn't say that was what I believed feminism was about. I just said those were my memories from decades past. But
right.
Okay, let's get back into some of the other sites that you like. There is one huge omission here, and that's my own website.
I know.
I'm so disappointed that you didn't include my website, Jenna, because we do a lot of stuff. I'm not going to say we have a women's community here. You know, I'm not going to say that, but we do, and I'm just having a little fun with you, Jenna. Talk to us about some other sites that you think women would be interested in.
Okay, well, if you want to get back to some of the business sites, because I know a lot of your audience are, you know, small business owners or in business, there's a site that I've been really interested in lately. It's Count Me In site, which is a nonprofit organization, and they're running a contest called Make Mine a $1 Million Business.
Jenna? Do you know who was the first person to tell the world about that organization on the radio?
Must have been Nell Merlino.
But I gave her airtime when she was still working out of her apartment.
That's amazing.
We're talking 8 or 9 years ago. Nell Merlino has been a friend of ours for a long time. See, this is what I'm talking about, Jenna. But you're right. Make Mine a Million. We've been reporting. Yeah. We've been tracking her all along. Make Mine a Million is a great site. It's a great program.
It's a really great site. If you haven't heard of the contest and you're a female small business owner, I would suggest going to the site immediately. It's makeminemillion.org. And as I was saying before, they're one of those sites that really helps women build their revenues and get past just the startup phase.
8 years ago, I interviewed face-to-face in Florida at an Office Depot conference. I interviewed Nell and the very first person they gave any money to.
That's amazing. That's really great.
And that interview, by the way, is still up on my website. Go ahead. What's another one?
Another one that we like, and this one's really, this is for working women, too, but it's also really fun, and it's called Works by Nicole Williams. And she's kind of a young woman, and she really takes career advice to a fun place and to kind of a girly place.
And it's called Works?
It's Works by Nicole Williams, and the actual URL is NicoleWilliams.com.
NicoleWilliams.com, all right.
She does things like she takes the dating rules, and she spins it into career advice.
Ah.
So if you know what I'm talking about, you know.
See, that wouldn't help me because my wife won't let me date.
Oh, okay. So that wouldn't help you.
But I might want to go. I might want to go there for entertainment, though, right?
I think you would. I mean, it's something like, dressing for a date and, keeping.
See, guys need that kind of advice too.
I'm sure they do,
and
you know, hopefully, we will come up with this list of men's sites.
And you let me know when you're going to do that, and I'll help you. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Hey, Jenna, thanks for being here. Tell us where we can find all this list.
So the list is top 100 websites for women, and that's on ForbesWoman.com.
ForbesWoman.com. Check it out, ladies. You're going to like it. Hey, Jenna, will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
Thank you for being here. We've had fun today. Thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
See you next time. Jenna Goudreau, folks. Stay with me 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.